Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk. We're looking at Ephesians chapter 3, one of our probably the more familiar passages as you think about Ephesians. But so Susan's with me today, so she's going to read out of the New Living Translation. So if it's a little bit different, you'll know why. And so Ephesians chapter 3, starting verse 14.
When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now, all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
We were just talking before we push record about how much is in this paragraph as we sit with you this morning. And so most of us probably jumped to verse 20, which is really cool. But as we sit here this morning, just reminding us of the riches of God that he's granted to you. He wants to strengthen you with power. Here's the Holy Spirit, his work inside of you, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you be grounded and rooted in love. So as you're walking about today, doing your day, just reminding that God loves you, he's going to give you an opportunity to comprehend all that as you continue to grow in your relationship with him. And so I know that you're thinking about a song or...
As I was reading through it, what sticks out to me, a couple different things. Verse 17, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. And one of my favorite songs, and I remember one of the first times I heard it, I was cleaning a house and I play music while I clean. And this song came on and it literally brought me to tears in the middle of my cleaning. And I want y'all to look it up. It is called My Heart, Your Home by Watermark. Watermark is one word, My Heart, Your Home. And so I'm assuming whoever wrote that song maybe got it from here. The other thing that came to my mind, that same verse, your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. So I always get visuals in my mind a lot of times. And out where we live are a lot of palmetto bushes. And they are a thorn in my flesh because I go pulling things out of the sugar sand all the time because I want to clear, you know, just a little bit more, just a little bit more. Well, those palmettos are not going anywhere. You have to bring in the big dog, because they go forever, like the roots are forever and they are rock solid hard. So they have these little plants that stick up, but represents the roots. And that's the visual I got. Your roots will grow down in God's love and keep you strong. And so that the Lord strengthens us. He has the strongest love there is. And so he strengthens us by the power of the Holy Spirit to love just a little bit the way that he loves people.
You know, since we got to tell them about when we did it, we built the house. Mm-hmm. So we rented a little track hoe so we could dig out all the sewer lines. And then you got on the track hoe.
I did. I was going to go to town and I was going to get these roots of these palmettos. Well, I would grab a hold of it with the front scoop and it would lift up the whole entire tractor off of, you know, and I was like, well, this is not going to work.
But you eventually figured it out. And so you
were able to start scooping them out.
And I think the as we end, just reminding you now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than we ask or think. So as we celebrate today and walk in his faith. He's able. And we don't know what all that you're facing, but we want you to know that he's able to walk with you and give you the strength of whatever that is today. So would you mind us closing in prayer?
Sure. Lord God, we don't understand everything that you're doing, but we know that you love us, and we know that we can trust you because you have proved yourself faithful over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. So Lord, we want to grow. We want our roots to be deep in knowing who you are so that we understand that you see the whole big picture and you go before us. And so we want to walk in truth. We want to walk in obedience. We want to walk in hope. And so, Lord, would you continue to show us how to love on people the way you love us? And we will give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you and have a great day.